The phone here?
That would be nice, yes. Hi, all.
Hello.
Your camera, Frank, is pointed about halfway. There you go. That looks
good. There you go. Now we can see your face.
Mary's here, too. She just.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Her face looks better than yours, but we can't see her.
I just stay past the edge. So you.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. We've been driving all over Geauga and Thompson counties looking for a Trumbull County, looking for a straw hat to use out in the garden. And the last place we found it was Tractor Supply in Chardon, and they had exactly what I wanted.
Oh, good.
After spending all day out. Way out, looking.
Way out.
In Amish country.
Just down the street, yeah. Tractor Supply.
All the battery places and stuff, and they don't have it.
Well, the one place had all kinds of
hats. Well, the one place had them, but they weren't a wide brim. They were basically dress straw hats.
Uh-huh.
And was it a real straw hat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Well, it's got to have a brim 4 to 5 inches wide. It's got to have a band around the inside so it doesn't stretch, and a band around the outside also.
And it has to have air holes.
And it has to have air holes around the brim for ventilation.
Ah.
And it was perfect.
Okay. And how much did you pay for it?
$10.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. That's a good price.
Well, that's what I figured.
Hmm.
All I have to do is hope it'll last about 5 years.
I don't know about that.
Well, now the one I've been using is lasting probably about 30 years. So.
Oh, okay.
It's falling apart.
Yeah. Those were made much better than, I'm sure, the one you paid $10 for.
Yeah, that's why it's lasted all this time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, was the straw hat made in USA or is it made in China?
I don't think it even says
what
if it was made in USA or China.
I don't know. I doubt it was in China. It's too good.
Mary said it's too good to have been made in China.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make U.S. flags in China. That seems like, you know.
Did you bring it in?
Yeah, by the kitchen table. Brought the cheese in, too.
Okay, guys, it is 6 o'clock And let us call to order. And I'm sorry, we are recording. And I guess I'm the host. I think I am. So it's 6 o'clock, and let's call to order our last Whisper subcommittee meeting of July 21st, 2020. And I will call the roll. Councilwoman Nancy Fellows. Council Vice President Michael Klein.
Present.
Executive Secretary Gloria Majeski.
Present.
Willoughby Hills resident Ed McKenna.
Present.
And Willoughby Hills resident Vicki Miller.
Present.
Okay. Before we get to public portion, really not a solid agenda for tonight. We will just be finalizing a few things, including reviewing Nance's edits. We're going to finalize the logo and I guess the cover page of the booklet and finalize the banner and then discuss the Whisper committee group. So I'm going to start with public portion. And it is 6:01 p.m. And I open public portion. Please state your name and address. Anyone for public portion? Okay, last call for public portion. All right, I'm closing public portion at 6:02 p.m. Okay, did everybody get Nance's edits? Did everybody get a chance to look at those?
That would have been an email from me.
Yes. I think Gloria went through and updated most of them. Basically, they were grammar type things and spelling, I think, on one or two of them. Let's just quickly run through them. She says she needs clarification on who is responsible for the background checks. Now, exactly where is she looking at that?
I think that was like at the very beginning where it talked about the background checks.
That's page 5, second paragraph under with a volunteer overview.
Yes.
Okay.
So I inserted arranged by the Whisper program facilitator. I just stuck that in there if that's agreeable with the group.
Okay. Let's see here. And where exactly, where are we looking? I'm sorry.
Page 5.
Second paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the volunteers under the age of 18. Is that the paragraph?
No, that's the paragraph. Keep going.
All adult, 9-4. Yeah, we'll be required to submit to a background check. It's the third line of that paragraph.
Oh, okay, I see.
Volunteers were required to submit to a background check.
Okay, and what did you insert, Gloria?
After the submit to a background check, comma, arranged by the Whisper program facilitator.
Okay, all right. Does that sound good with everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yes, okay. That sounds good. And, you know, it was, again, too, part of that conversation was just the debate of, you know, who should pay for them. And, you know, Nance's right. idea was, well, that shouldn't fall on the city resources to do that. But her daughter was like, no, if they're requiring that, you know, so in that right. family, they had two differing
viewpoints.
Yeah, viewpoints on that. I said, well, we've discussed that one.
Right. Okay. All right. And page 6, the second sentence, the third line, we inserted that. And I thought we did that before, but I'm kind of like you, Ed. We've looked at this so many times. It's like,
I know. It's like, is that not there when she showed that to me?
I know. It's just like pretty much it's just becoming like, what is it? What are we talking about now? So I know that correction was made. And then it says page 7 was the spelling, and I know I saw that Gloria did that. Page 9, she wanted to make sure the top margin are wide enough for copying. Actually, that was one of the things that I wanted to talk to you guys about. On the for the pages that are like a continuation, like a page two, what do you guys think about on the second page having that same title on the second page with a continued in parentheses? Just for the sake of, you know, clarity and making sure, you know, it's understood, like this is, like we know what it is. We know we've looked at it for almost 2 months. Somebody coming on new may find it confusing. And then two, you know, we are talking about some of the seniors may not, you know, exactly be able to discern the pages. What do you guys think? Is that overkill or do you think that's a good idea?
I don't think it's overkill.
So particularly, we're looking at page 7 and 8, which is a volunteer application. So then on page 8, it would be at the top, volunteer application, and then continued in parentheses, so that they know that mm-hmm. this is definitely the same information.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, as big and bold, you know, but just kind of, if you want to put it there.
At the top still?
Yeah.
Is that good with everybody, Ed?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure people that know how to do that much better than I do, okay?
It's yes. Simply,
you know, whatever the right look is and stuff, that's funny.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And as far as the booklet goes and application and things like that, my other question with that would be is like, is some of it going to be two-sided, or because if that's the case, it doesn't need to be?
How is the current one, Gloria? And I can't remember the current, the old Whisper booklet. Is it two double-sided?
No, but what I want to say is that there are certain pages of this book that we're going to have to take out and just have standalone documents. The way I figure, like on the website, because you're going to say, click here for all the volunteer, you know, everything you need if you're going to be a volunteer.
And right.
And it would have like the volunteer overview and all that. So we would take some of the pages out and just have those for the people. They wouldn't get the whole booklet.
Right, you know? Right, right,
and then
right.
The same with the services application. But I will tell you too, I had some problem with lining up the thing about the volunteers, because it wasn't an Excel document. And I went ahead and did a whole booklet that somebody, I mean, it's ready to go, you know, with Excel and Word, like in the same document. And I had trouble working on page 13. So I went to Sharon, and she's really, really good with, you know, secretarial skills. And I just couldn't figure it out. So she helped me. And she said to me, she said, I don't mean to make you feel bad, but she said, like, the content is beautiful, but she said, if we could do it like all in one font, I think it would really like look better. And I know, Tanya, we talked about that.
Right,
so I
right.
think the concern about the, you know, there's not a big enough margin on this page or that page. I think we can get all that fixed if once we decide this is what we're going to have for the document, and mm-hmm. I can help have Sharon help me go through and really professionally, you know, do the whole document that it really looks professional. One page, you know, follows the other pretty nicely. But what
right.
in answer to your question, that we're going to take some of these pages out. Nothing's
right.
going to be double-sided, because we'll, you know, we'll just say, you know, on the website, we'll just say service application. And I think if you want services, if you want to be a volunteer, these are the pages you need.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Just for the group, I did kind of speak to Gloria about, like, once we're done with everything, just having someone go through and typeset, basically
right.
make sure the margins are correct. Make sure all the fonts are the same size. Make sure, you know, everything lines up correctly so that it does look like a professional document. Because my hope is to, I hear a baby?
Maybe.
I think that's Corey on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hey. But that's what my last hope is, that we can have a master somewhere. And I don't know if it needs to be on the website, or you know in at someone's desk or on desktop or something, to have a master of the whole booklet, like once we're done mm-hmm. and once everything is professional looking and corrected and all that. Do you guys agree?
Yeah.
Correct. I have one thing. I'll prove that I'm not good at this. Just as you say, you know, there might be a header and a two-page item that says, hey, the title and then continued.
Yeah.
And since, as Gloria said, a lot of these are going to be pulled out of the hearing binder or whatever, or pulled as a separate document. I don't know if the page one of two and then the footer should say continued on the next page or not.
So, oh, that's good too. Yeah. That's good too. I like that even better. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mike? You think that sounds okay?
Sure, that sounds fine.
Okay, Gloria, can you make that one happen too?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like page one of two or something like that. You're thinking.
Right. For the,
at least say continued on the next page.
For the documents that don't stand alone, for the ones that are two pagers or three pager.
Correct.
They continued on next page.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I think the last two lines of Nance's review was like a basic word change. Did you guys agree with the participation versus the activity suggestion?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I thought that was
the
better.
Activity, she wasn't sure of the wording. I'd come up with participation, you know.
Yeah.
Based on my thoughts on that, you know, but she didn't like that word activities in there.
Yeah, I think participation sounds a little bit more professional anyway, so I do like it. And then the furthermore is just grammar, so I think that's correct. So basically, if that's all she found, wow, we did a good job, guys. That's all she found. Yeah, I'm impressed.
I said, she says it wasn't bad. I said, we went over this and over this and over this.
A thousand times.
One more set of eyes, and that's why we asked you.
Good, good. So, Gloria, if you could do that, if you could make those changes, and then, and who is it in the office who does this really, really well?
That's Sharon. She's our finance assistant.
Sharon, okay. And get with Sharon. And then you guys think you could have it done by the end of the month?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Tanya, there's actually one mistake, too, on the front cover.
Oh, really? What's that?
Right under whisper, that when it's written out, it's missing the word for. Willoughby Hills Isolated Senior Program for Everyday Relief.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll fix that, too, but I just wanted to point that out to the group.
Okay. All right. So we can move on to that now. The cover page. Personally, you guys, go ahead, unless there's something else about the actual guideline book.
Yeah. I hate to be, you guys can tell me to stifle it. Okay. But let me go through some comments I made as I look through it again today.
Okay. Let's do it.
I've looked this over too many times myself, okay?
Yeah, let's do it though, go ahead.
All right, the index, again, I was wondering, are we gonna do a mission statement? Although I saw a mission statement somewhat paid on page 9, okay? So I don't know if we're gonna put a one early in the book or not, okay? And then on page 2, both in the indoor request and outdoor request, like the second bullet point says, any resident request outside the scope of, I was wondering, any resident requests that are the outside scope of WHSPR, including financial needs. I put a little question mark against next to that because I don't know. Although I think we are missing the words that are, but outside WHSPR's financial needs, maybe. Okay.
I'm sorry, Ed. What page are you talking about?
Okay,
I was distracted. Okay.
Page 2, both in the indoor request and the outdoor request, the second bullet, actually the outdoor is the third bullet. Okay.
Okay.
The age or other resources, any resident request. I thought it's missing the words that are outside the scope of WHSPR.
Okay.
And then where it says including WHSPR's financial or including financial needs, I was wondering if it's including Whisper's financial resources, for better words.
Well, we don't deal with their financial needs or helping them with their finances. Is that what maybe we're trying to say?
Yeah, I think that was the purpose of it. Are you saying can it be written a little better? Is that what you're thinking?
It kind of confused me when I looked at it, and if it's fine, and maybe I actually didn't read it right, and it's maybe correct the way it stands, but it just popped out at me. I didn't quite, as I looked it over today, it just didn't seem to flow correctly for me. Okay.
So you're talking about communicates with Council on Aging or other resources for any resident requests that are, and that just makes the sentence more complete. So I understand what you mean by that. Yeah. So that are outside of the scope of Whisper, including financial needs. So including.
You know what the residents' financial needs. Maybe the way that is written is actually better than I didn't read it maybe correctly myself.
So any resident requests that are outside of the scope of Whisper, including their financial needs.
I didn't understand it. Maybe you guys do understand it. Okay.
What do you guys think? Should we just, is it fine the way it is, or should we put like something that make sure that they know we're referring to the residents' financial needs, or is that clear enough?
I'm equating financial needs to the resident, you know, as I'm reading it in the second line, you know.
Yeah, so any resident requests, including financial needs. Mm-hmm. So if you took that whole outside of the scope of Whisper out and just said, communicates with the Council on Aging or other resources for any resident requests, including financial needs.
But we're talking about outside the scope of Whisper, and we've kind of defined that, I think.
Right, right.
But, well, yeah. At some point.
I personally think it's okay the way it is. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think it's okay as it is.
No, let's leave it alone. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Also, at the top of the page, Whisper Committee oversees all operations of Whisper programs, specifically the following. You know, the word all and specifically just didn't seem to work together for me there. But maybe that's okay too. Maybe I have read this too many times. Okay.
So maybe specifically put if you were to say Whisper Committee oversees all operations of the Whisper program, including the following,
or and specifically the following.
And specifically the following.
Or including, or, you know.
And specifically. I mean, I'm okay with and specifically.
And specific, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm good with that. Mike, you guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then on page 6, I noticed something where kind of at the top of the page, the volunteer be notified of by mail or email, and will include the job location, description, job, the name of the company volunteer. Now, there's really going to be two emails sent out, okay? You really won't know the name of the other volunteer, or we got volunteer A and volunteer B, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you send out the company to volunteer A, we really don't know that volunteer B will be the other person yet. So I'm wondering if it should be the name of the expected other volunteer or the other volunteer that's expected or something like that.
So Bart, I see that a little differently. Yeah, I see that a little differently. I see that when the task is ready to, you know, we're ready to, you know, do it on Saturday and I got my people lined up, then I'm going to send an email out and say, okay, Ed, you're going to expect to be working with Vicki, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think we will have it. I mean, that's the way I pictured we would do it.
You think you will have it? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So is there ever, would there ever be a situation where you... where you wouldn't have it, Gloria? I mean, most of the time you're going to know, right?
So this email asking you to volunteer for this job, it's telling you you are volunteering for this job. Okay.
Right.
Right. You've been picked and you're going out on Saturday to rake leaves.
Right.
Okay. Fine.
Right. Yep.
And it seems like I have one other one. Oh, go to page 10.
Okay.
The signature Whisper Program Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Will the whole committee sign this, or will there be committee chairman, or any one of the committee, or?
I'm hoping that once the real committee convenes, that all will be discussed then. Like, do we need to have a chairman? What are we going to be doing? When are we meeting? You know, I think once the real committee meets, a lot of that specific will be determined at that time.
Okay. So
that's how I'm seeing it. What do you guys think? Because I mean, once it really gets rolling, I think the committee will decide, okay, facilitator, it's okay if you sign off on this, or, you know what I mean? I mean, I think once the committee gets together, we'll develop like sub rules that will be, you know, how the group agrees to perform and exist.
Right. What it's just saying that somebody from the committee is going to sign it, and that assignment will be made and determined by the actual committee.
Right. Right. So that person will sign on behalf of the committee. Sort of like.
You could say representative.
Representative, committee rep.
You can put rep in there.
Yeah.
That's good too. Gloria, are you writing these things down, or you want me to send them to you?
No, I'm writing them down.
Okay. Now, Ed, is that Ed? Because I wanted to get back to your first statement. Do you have another something else?
I think I just have one more. Page 11. I put a note on that. This is the information from the insurance person.
Right.
I'm wondering if there should be a note that this should be confirmed or updated annually.
I thought that was already in either the facilitator's job. We already put that somewhere.
Okay. We do have an annual review of guidelines by the committee. Okay.
But that's in the facilitator's responsibility.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, right. Let me look just to be certain. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, page 24, the second from the bottom bullet.
Yep, it's okay. There.
As I say, I watch this too much, and you're correct. I don't want to take too much time, and we'll get to the other good stuff, okay?
Yeah, we did a good job, you guys. We covered all the bases. Hey, right?
Okay, now I am done, okay?
Okay, now go back to the mission statement. What did you say about that?
The top of page 9, it does mention the mission. Our mission is to provide help to seniors and so on.
Right.
But we don't have in the guideline book what I would call this is our mission statement. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just a separate page, maybe with that statement, is what Ed might be referring to, whether it's just before the index or just after.
Okay. Gloria, was there more to that mission statement, or is this, it was just this line?
I think it was just that line.
Okay.
I think so.
So can you type that out on a separate page and put that before the index, right? Is that where it would go?
Sure.
Yeah, as we talked before, the index. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is that all, Ed?
Yep, I'm done.
Okay. So let's move on to the cover page. Do we all agree on that second photograph? Because yeah. this is the second photograph. Is there anybody that does not like this or doesn't agree? And this is the one with the white writing, with the logo, and with the script bridging the gap to help our seniors. And that's in white. I know Sandy had given it to us. Does everybody like this? Thumbs up? Okay. Yes. My only thing that I would like that picture to cover like 3/4 of the page. I think it's a beautiful picture. And to have Whisper and the acronym, have that below it, but have the picture take up the majority of the page versus yeah. the page just being white and with the writing. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'd like to see that picture come down somehow if it could.
Mm-hmm. And
I think it's too wide to cover 3/4 of the page.
Do you, Frank?
Yeah, it might be.
The picture is too wide to cover 3/4 of a page. You'd have to change the proportion of it.
Maybe yeah, I think it is, even if it just bops down to include just that Whisper that's below, and maybe the, you know.
Because you've the way it stands now, you've got it on 1/3 of the page, and you got about 1/4 inch on the left, and about 5/8 or 3/4 inch on the right. So, I think blowing it up is not going to do more than half a page.
Yeah, I think if we just get it to pop below the Whisper,
would it be half to be out of proportion?
So half.
You'd have to lose your proportionality in order to take up that much room.
Really, even half, Frank? You think?
At the most, half.
Yeah, you're going to start stretching that picture out. The bridge is going to be
right. Otherwise, the bridge is going to look stupid.
Yeah.
Correct.
So should we just leave it alone then?
Well, Sandy might be able to do some.
If we can see how it would work, just to get the Whisper and the words underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Go that far.
Mm-hmm. So, are you guys okay with me asking Sandy if she could try it to see what it would look like? If she would try to bring it down a little bit more to see if she can stretch it without making it look too stretched.
She has to keep the proportionality though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, are you guys tell me? Am I just being too fussy? We're good like it is.
Isolated senior. To me, it's Wiggly Hills isolated senior program for everyday relief could be in a larger font.
It could also be down.
True.
And lower. And that can be spaced below the Whisper word.
And okay.
The Whisper word could be spaced out wider with more space between the letters because it's an acronym anyway.
Right. Okay, and then the guidelines booklet, and then the prepared by the subcommittee, should that be like in a footer, or do you guys want that where it is?
I think it could be smaller, more of a footer.
Mary suggested the words Whisper could be vertical or angular instead.
Vertical. W would be Willoughby. H would be Hills.
And then if you did it vertically, then you could put after each letter what that letter represents.
In smaller.
Oh, you mean like on the edge, like on the left edge or something like that?
You could put Whisper vertically, yeah. W-H-I-S-P-E-R.
Right.
And after W, Willoughby, after H, in a smaller font, after H, Hills. And then after I isolated and so forth.
So would that be after the picture?
Below the picture.
Okay. What do you guys think?
That's a suggestion.
Yeah.
I think I like it horizontal like it is now, but the Willoughby Hills isolated a larger font. Okay.
I do like the
Whisper stretched out.
Spread out. I do like that. I like the Whisper spread out more and spaced, the word spaced. And then the acronym maybe a little bigger. I do like that.
And the bridge could be centered in the picture. It's right now the right hand side is wider than the left hand side. You know, the space beyond the bridge.
That's
a matter of trimming the photograph.
That looks okay. I'm gonna ask I should have done this myself. If you take this and you make a black and white copy,
mm-hmm.
did not do that, but do
she has a black and white copy.
Is the bridging the gap, is that script still show itself through okay? I have a color copy and it looks fine.
Black and white is the exact same picture, only the color was taken out on the computer.
Does it degrade it much when you take it to black and white?
I didn't think so, but I love seeing the blue water.
Yeah.
I thought the black and white was fine.
And sometimes black and white, it loses everything, but if it doesn't, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, it was okay, but I love the blue water, though, under the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know how much, what ability Sandy has to play with that, but if she can't do it, I can do it. I can center the bridge in the picture, which would probably be just cropping the right-hand side.
Okay, Frank, you want to go for it? You guys, is it cool Frank goes for it? Sees what he can come up with? Okay, yes. Frank, have at it.
I mean, if you're cropping, can you, pull it down that way and have it drop down? I don't know. Bigger.
Okay, Frank.
He just shows the picture.
Say it again, Gloria.
He just does the picture. I do the cover. Yeah.
Okay, Frank. So show us what you got. Okay.
Okay.
Crop the picture and see.
Okay. And then we agree that the prepared by will be like in a footer. It'll be smaller at the bottom, right? Yeah. Okay. Then the banner, you guys. Are we going to agree on the banner? The last one that she sent. Did have the script at the bottom of the bridge, and I know I think Mike, you thought it was a little busy still,
right?
So
only from the standpoint, the banner goes up, people drive by and see it. The more they have to try and decipher what's on it, then it makes it more difficult. And they may lose sight of, because you don't have that much time to look at it, the important stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess as long as it's on the rest of everything else, that's okay, because the banner is temporary. And as long as it's on the booklet or the handouts or whatever, I that's probably the most important thing. It's not important to be on the banner. So I'm good with taking that out.
Yeah, either at the picture, not having it in script, but maybe bridging the gap to help our seniors smaller, and then Whisper returns, a little bit bigger.
So just so not in cursive then.
Or I don't know what it would look like, but taking it out of the picture, having it there somehow, kind of at the top, I think it aids a little to is like, this is why we want it to return to bridge the gap to our seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Returning.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
It's not necessary, but.
What do you think, Michael Klein?
I was just trying to bring up the banner and take another look.
I mean, I like the Whisper Returns. I like that part. It's nice and big. Mm-hmm. And, it'll definitely, as you're driving by, catch your attention. The information at the bottom, which is important too, I don't think people would catch that going by, and they would have to go back and drive back around and, to get the information or call the mayor's office. I'm sure a lot of people will do that.
They have that there, but I think a lot of people just seeing that would know to go to the website.
Right. I think so too. I think so.
Or pull, you know, pull back around and stop in the office.
Yeah. Hey, Joe? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What do you think? Did you get a chance to see the banner at all?
No, I didn't see the banner.
What do you think?
You can't see much of it.
You can't?
No, I can see. Oh, that'll be like a postings you put up or a actual
banner? It'll be like the banner in front of the community center.
Whisper returns. Yeah, that looks nice.
Lift it up a little bit.
Yeah. Request. Yeah. Yeah, that looks nice.
Okay, guys, what are we doing? Are we keeping the script? Changing the script? What are we doing?
Like you said, though, there's a lot on that picture to look at when you're driving by. They're going to see Whisper Returns as the focal point they're going to see.
Yeah.
Right.
If we crop the picture, then it's the same picture in the banner and in the book. So I would presume you would use it. If we crop the picture, then the picture on the banner would become the new crop picture.
Yeah.
The picture centered in the new picture.
Right.
How to change the banner also.
Right, right. Well, the only reason that we have to make a decision tonight is that Sandy said it's like 5 to 7 business days to get the banner back. So if we're definitely wanting it up like next week, which is the last week of the month, we really need to decide tonight what we're going to do. Gloria, do you have a feeling either way?
No, I think sometimes that bridging the gap in white is a little hard to read, especially if you're going fast, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think we do need under Whisper. I think we need to say what it is, Willoughby Hills Isolated Senior Program. But maybe, I don't know, maybe bring the bridge, you know, do the bridging the gap to help our seniors in just a print under that even, maybe. I don't know.
Like under the picture?
Like the more, yeah, under Whisper, under where it says Whisper.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to do is grab somebody's attention and have them give them some information to look forward, more into
right. it. That's the point. And all the frillies, like, you know, having it centered and all of that maybe is not as important as just getting the message out.
Right.
Right.
But yeah, the Whisper you just can't have a bridge or they're not going to know.
Wait.
Yeah, I think this violates a lot of rules for a drive-by type banner. And I think that is fine. Okay. You know, it is too busy. Some things are hard to read. You will not read it driving by. You'll hit some of the main points, okay?
Right.
But I think it also might be a great thing, you know, that the basic form of, hey, if you make a flyer, you know, Whisper Returns, and that when it's beyond Whisper Returns, Whisper is available to request services. The base platform, I think you'll use over and over and over again, you know.
Right,
right. And so on. So I think, hey, go with it as it is. If Frank said correct, if you change your photo, you have to change it here too, okay? And to me, this photo looks fine as it is, okay? As I say, it violates a drive-by banner rule, but I think it has a lot of pluses for everything else. So I'm good just there.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to go with it the way it is, right? Maybe instead of the cursive for the bridging the gap, we just keep it like this regular. Just handwritten, you know what I mean? Not any kind of pretty print. Just basic print. Right? Because we gotta get it in production so that we have it by next week.
I agree.
You
guys good, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, guys. All right, lastly. I wanted to talk about the actual committee. Who's? I know Vicki had mentioned you're interested. And are you going to apply?
I do not plan to. I think there are a lot of people that do great things in the city have came forward, and I hope that they would come forward.
Okay.
I know Nance is interested as well, and I'm willing to serve if we still need a second, but, you know, I would maybe, you know, take a step back if, you know, there was others, and, you know, Nance being one of them.
Right. And Mike, as far as council, would you be interested in being on it?
I'm willing to serve. This was your baby, Tanya. If you don't have the time, I'd be more than happy to serve on Whisper.
I was going to suggest that. Joe, do you have any interest?
I would love to, but right now I've got a few other things going on. I'd hate to say yeah and then not be able to. I'd right. like to be involved with it, but I don't want to be like the head person on it.
Right. Well, I was going to suggest, you know, you or I, Mike, on Thursday, and maybe one can be an alternate. You know, I mean, I would like to be involved, but there are a couple of other things going on that I need to concentrate on. So, I mean, if you would be willing to step up, I would love to be your alternate.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's a lot easier serving on the Whisper Committee than going out raking leaves. So.
Oh, so you think you're not going to have to do any volunteering, huh? I don't know.
Who do you think rakes the leaves when nobody volunteers?
Okay, but yeah, that's it, guys. So I just wanted to kind of get an idea of where we were going and what we're going to do. So, Mike, if you're good, I would love to be your alternate.
That's fine.
Okay.
And,
all right,
and
guys.
To make Mike feel better, I might be willing to be a person to be raking leaves. So.
you're on the list already. You didn't know that? All right. Unless there's anything else, you guys, we're good. This was some really hard
one work. Other thing, Tanya.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I think you guys did a great job on this. It's been a lot of work and a long time coming. And I think you did it the right way to bring it out and get it all organized and presented in a very organized way.
Thank you.
I think the residents, I believe, will really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. That was our aim, so I'm glad. Thank you.
You know, they don't rake leaves anymore. They blow them with a leaf blower.
Yeah. That's true. That's the old-fashioned way. Who rakes leaves?
Those of us that don't have a blower.
I heard Jim Walsh has a new one. He can help, too.
Yeah, well, he's on the list too. But no, thank you guys. It's been an absolute pleasure, really. Thank you so much. Thank you. And Gloria, thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. And I want to say, I think one more piece that we're missing, when I went onto the website, you can see that I tried to update it somewhat and
okay.
take out a lot of the old stuff. So you can see where I'm at with, you know, where I started it kind of. But one other thing that was on there before that I think was important was the little brochure. The little brochure. So maybe when we get to the committee level, we can do, you know, just a little brochure that kind of is a summary of what the subcommittee did.
Yeah, I agree. And then one last thing, though, is everybody good with the volunteer application? Gloria had included that on the website with the other committees. Did everybody get a chance to see that?
Oh, yeah.
She added Whisper with all of the other boards and commission applications. Everybody good with it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, guys.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Hold on. Do you want that bridge centered or not?
Yes, please, Frank. Do that.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Yes, Ed.
Yeah, kind of as I gave you a little note, since this starts August 1st and our garage sale day is August 1st.
Yeah.
If we have any flyers available or done, you know, maybe different points in town, they get like 20 people
out at the garage sales
that they'd be able to pass out.
Now, do the folks that are volunteering to do, or do they come to City Hall? How would we get them the flyers?
Drop them off to certain places, you know, people in different parts of town.
Okay.
But it have to be everybody, just certain areas, and spread it out.
Yeah, I would be willing to make the flyer because I kind of have one started anyway, so I'd be happy to make it. And Gloria, if maybe we can print them, and I would be happy to drive them around. I can drive them around. That's fine.
And the banner, you know, that looks perfect for the front side of it to me. Okay, it needs to some.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to the final public portion before our meeting ends, and then we're going to say sayonara. So I open public portion at 6:45. If anyone is available or would like to speak, say your name and address, please. So public portion is open at 6:45. Yes, Mr. Sahula.
Frank Sahula, Dixon Road. I have a candidate for your first Whisper person served by Whisper. That's Joyce Grady. She needs a handrail on her by her front door. She has one, and the road superintendent had promised to put it up for her about a year ago, and it has not happened yet. So
okay. Thank you.
Submit an application.
She can't find anybody else to do it, and when she comes home, if she has to go in the front door and she's carrying like a her take-home food or something left over.
Yeah.
She has to set it on the step, to be able to unlock the door. So, because she goes out with us an awful lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Can she fill the application out, Frank?
Well, she can fill it out if she has one, but
okay.
She has to get one first.
Okay. Well, that's definitely coming. So, yeah, I hear you.
Lori's familiar with her, so I'm sure she can get it to her.
Definitely. Is that you good with that, Tanya, Gloria?
Yeah, and I also want to say, I know it costs money to have that thing made, the banner that Sandy's going to make. So I think it's a really good thing to know that we can use it. Say when we do a deed over at Joyce's house, we can put that in the front yard, like as we're doing it, so people kind of know that we've been there or that we're there.
Yeah,
it's probably just a really good marketing thing. And, if the News Herald's going to come and take a picture, that's the kind of stuff we want to do to promote it.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Now, would you need any kind of special anything to put? I mean, how would you, like, if we did that, how would you hoist it or whatever?
Whisper in
action. I don't know if she's doing Coroplast. It would just be like an election sign that we.
She said Coroplast. She did say Coroplast is cheaper.
Yeah, then that's what we do. Then we just put like the election sticks in it.
Okay. All right. Okay. That sounds good. Definitely. Let's do that. Anything else, you guys? Thank you. Thank you so much. We did it.
Hey, everybody. Yay.
Yay. All right. Have a good night, you guys.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. I sent that picture.
You can email it to the email, the city council email. That's fine.
Okay. Good night.
Hi, guys.
Night, all.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.